Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel. Welcome back.
Hey, while you're over there, would you turn me down a little bit? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
There are some guys in their 50s and 60s who do this radio show during the week. And I've heard that the ears just aren't as good the older you get. And
so, and these headphones are turned way up.
Thank God my ears are still in their 40s. But sometimes at home, when the wife wants me to do things, they act like they're in the 60s. Huh? I didn't hear that.
Did you have a good spring break?
It was pretty good. It wasn't anything to brag about or really, you know, talk about. It was just good to not
just
be working,
nice,
I guess.
Yeah. That's the best part of any vacation at all anymore. It's just, well, you're not working.
Yeah. You're not kidding.
It truly is.
Yeah. You're not on the clock.
Yeah.
You're not too busy. Well, I stayed busy, though. The funnest part was the kids, we took them to this rock climbing place over off of, next to the Legends Park, Whitaker Bank Ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Big warehouse. Huge walls that you can climb. And they went crazy in there. First time they had been in there. And one of them, he just took to it like a monkey. He was climbing to the top, climbing to the ceiling every time. The other one, I think I scared him a little bit, because when you're backing down off of the rock climbing wall, you know, you need to push out with your legs, mm-hmm, a little bit. Just kind of bounce off the wall. Come on down. There's no danger in it, except I told him, I said, hey, push out a little bit so you don't hit your head on the little nubs on the wall on the way down. And so he, from then on, I've got it in his head that he's going to get knocked in the head. No, come on. So he did a little bit, but he just wasn't.
That's a great way to expend energy, I would imagine.
You're not kidding. They slept like logs.
Yeah.
They were out early, which is good. Yeah. No, then there was I had a father-in-law get out of the hospital, had a father get out of the hospital over spring, and had a wife go into the hospital on spring break.
Oh, no.
So that kind of stuff. So two out of three ain't bad, though. Two coming out, only one going in, right?
Is she out?
She's fine. It was kidney stone.
Ah.
But if you've never had one of those, the pain of it feels like maybe something really, really bad is wrong and you need to go to the emergency room.
No, I have not personally had one, but I've talked to other people who have, and just the pain is excruciating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after it was over, I mean, she was wished that she would have, you know, known what it was so she didn't have to go, because,
yeah,
I mean, they were able to give her pain med and it was over within the first hour of six at the emergency room.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Listen, we got so much to get to today. The spring game was last night. Another cat leaves this week. The one not done documentary, which I assume you saw.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we do have to say, real quick off the top of the show, tomorrow we will be off, and there'll be a Best of Dan and Mary Jo show, which...
It's a good best of.
Yeah. Not hard to find the best that, you know.
Right.
It's hard to narrow down, really, truly, because we do some really great stuff here. But we are off for Easter Sunday, which means this is producer Josh's last day with us.
Yes.
He is.
That's it.
Yeah, he got a promotion and won't be here anymore. So we'll miss you, brother. And so we hope to go out on some Drake back-to-back, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, we'll hear all the hits.
The classics.
All the ones that we've heard.
The Josh mixtape.
Yeah. The songs that I no longer like anymore because I've heard them so many times. Those songs. No, congratulations, Josh. Hard-working man. He already had a full-time job.
Yeah.
So this is a part-time job. Just like us. We have full-time jobs. This is our weekend gigs. And so they said, we'll give you a little bit more money. And give you a little bit better deal. and it conflicts with the weekends, and Josh had to say, screw you guys, I'm going home.
So we will miss the man bun and the Mountain Dew and the incessant dabbing.
Yeah.
But we wish you the best.
Ugh, he just double dabbed, yeah. By the way. Blue-white game last night.
Yes.
For the first half, at halftime, I thought, ugh, this is the team people are saying is going to win the SEC East. What have you guys been drinking? I don't know what you're talking about.
Eddie Graham said the wrong kind of Kool-Aid at one point.
Yes, he did. But it is just a spring game, and there were several, you know, things that were positive, many positive things, a few negative things. I would say the two biggest negatives were Jordan Jones not playing in the spring game because he was suspended for missing a meeting. Mark Stoops said he missed a meeting that morning. Although, when Stoops said it to the sideline reporter for SEC Network, he almost half grinned, like, that's what we're telling you guys. Of course, that's just speculation. But the bigger point is, Jordan Jones is the best player on your defense.
Yes, yes.
He's your best player. Your best player can't be a knucklehead. That you can't have that. That's not going to go well. He's got to set the tone. And we know that he's a little eccentric or a little, different. Jordan Jones is, mm-hmm. just his makeup and kind of guy he is. But
boy, does this defense need him.
Yeah, and he needs to just not, he just needs to follow the rules, really. Just, that's all you got to do. You could be crazy. You could be your wild guy. Just follow the rules. Just keep it in between the lines.
Yeah.
You can go all the way up to the edge of the line. Just don't go over it. So that's kind of a bad signal in your spring game. I don't think it's going to be any carryover. It's just an, you know, you don't want it to become a trend.
Yes.
Which it has been for him, is just kind of getting in trouble here and there, missing meetings, little things. And then the second thing I would say that, this is horrible. We're coming off a bowl season.
Yes.
And I'm starting the spring game by giving the criticisms. But there are so many more good things to talk about. We'll get to it. But the second one would be, of course,
I would say Steven Johnson, right. Wouldn't you?
Yes. Yeah. He was, I think, 2 of 10 in the second quarter and threw an interception. And he just did not look good throwing the ball.
Now, and his coach both said that was completely atypical, that the whole rest of the spring,
yes.
had been great for Steven Johnson, and that he just got too greedy, and Steven agreed. But he was making throws during the spring game that he wasn't making during practice, which is a little worrisome, I guess.
Yeah. Now, yeah, Darren Henshaw said, look, guys, he has had a great spring. He's had a great spring. This was not indicative of the spring he's had. So there's no overreaction, I don't think, to it. But and then, of course, at a game, he would be able to take off and run some because it was a two-hand touch rule on being sacked. Quarterback was down when you touched him. But he's got to be able to make those little throws. And even one of the throws, Chris Doering was doing the color analyst for the SEC Network. And he makes a throw to, maybe it was Greg Hart, might have been Charles Walker, was somebody on a crossing pattern over the middle. And Doering was talking about how what a great throw it was. And he was just trying to be nice. It was a horrible throw. He threw it behind the receiver. He had to go back to get it. And he still, you know, picked up some yardage. It was a nice pickup. But he didn't lead him and help him out. The receiver made the play.
Yeah. And I think part of the reason that there was maybe a little alarm in the way Steven Johnson played was because of how good Gunnar Hoke, mm-hmm. looked. And he is, you know, he's been consistently praised this spring by Eddie Grant and Darren Henshaw,
right.
for his play. And even Mark Stoops after said that was the one quote that really stuck with me. He said, it looks effortless out there for him, doesn't it?
Exactly. That stuck with me as well. When he said effortless at times, he says the more experience that he gets, the better he looks. Yeah, that's big. I think I kind of built a theory on this.
I'm ready.
Talk about overreaction. Okay. Play devil's advocate here for a minute. No doubt, if I'm the head coach, Stephen Johnson is my starter. I don't care what happens between here and the first game outside of an injury. Stephen Johnson's going to start. You can't do anything in practice to tell me that we're better off with a guy who didn't win seven games and lead the team to a bowl game. But Gunnar Hoke is a redshirt freshman. Drew Barker is coming off an injury. You got this kid, Danny Clark, who was committed to Ohio State, who's coming up. He's kind of his turn next kind of thing after Gunnar Hoke. Stephen Johnson, you just have 1 year left with him. If Gunnar Hoke looks this good already, gets better with experience, throwing looks effortless at times, as the coaches say, stick him in there right now to allow him the season that it takes to get good. Let him grow this season, because if you do it next season, is it Drew Barker? Are you messing with that? Is that where you're going?
No, because if your theory held true and they played Gunnar Hoke all year, they wouldn't go back to Drew Barker after
No. Well, what I mean is, okay, if Stephen Johnson plays this year, and then the next year it's Drew Barker's team.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So now you've got 2 years of Gunnar Hoke that are gone. 2 years of eligibility. If he is the best of the three, when it's all said and done, if you give him the time now, you got him for what, 3 years? Or if he's a redshirt freshman, is he about to be sophomore? No, he gray-shirted last spring. Yeah, so you would have him for 4 years. What if he's a Tim Couch or something? You know what I mean? You know, I am telling you right now, Stephen Johnson is not going to be markedly improved in the short passing game. It'll be better. But he's not all of a sudden going to be just extremely accurate. That's just not going to happen.
And this is it for Stephen Johnson.
Yes. He is going to be, if he's improved, sure. But it's not going to be like he's hitting everything. Forget that. It's just not him. Drew Barker, we just don't know. I mean, he had a tough start to things. He looked great for one half.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we've seen. He looked great for one half. And then he told us this week that in the Southern Miss game, he took a hit and had pain just shoot down his legs. And that's where the injury really got the most of him. He said he something in the summer, but he just kept it quiet because he didn't want to say anything.
And then took that big hit in the Florida game, and that was...
Well, he said, really, in Southern Miss, every hit after that when he took hurt. So it was bothering him. So we've seen him, I guess, healthy for one half, really. We played the last two games of the season before. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you got a guy. You got a guy who already looks this good one spring later. First time on campus was last spring. One spring later, he's already doing this against UK's first team defense. So, do you?
No. And conventional wisdom is actually that by the time the season rolls around, Gunnar Hoke won't even be the backup. He'll be number three on the depth chart.
Right. Because I read some articles where they're saying, well, the quarterback depth is the best it's been in a really long time because Gunnar Hoke would likely be the third string guy. Well, if Gunnar Hoke's your third string guy, say goodbye to Gunnar Hoke. Or Danny Clark. You know, one of these guys isn't sticking around. Drew Barker is going to graduate in August. He's going to walk in May. So he's going to walk next month. So technically, he could go play as a graduate student anywhere.
Right now.
But he said he fully intended to be at fall camp, and he was going to enroll in UK's MBA program. So he intends to be here.
By the way, side note, which I just thought was really cool, was seeing Patrick Toles on the sidelines, giving hugs, and just there, supporting Kentucky. I think it shows you that everything he's always said from the time he left wasn't just lip service.
Yeah.
Like, I do think this program means a bunch to him, and he just did what he felt like he needed to do for himself, but it was nothing against the coaching staff, was nothing against Kentucky. It was just what was best for him. And it was really cool to see him and Stoops embrace, him and Drew Barker embrace. You know, just, he's always been a really good dude.
Yeah. I agree with that, yeah. It just, a lot of pressure here. Expectations so high on him. Kind of like Drew Barker.
Yeah.
Expectations for him. But I say all that stuff. And again, if I'm Mark Stoops, there's no way I don't start Stephen Johnson. However, if you go down to Southern Miss, come up here and play EKU that second game, and he's not making the throws against those two teams, I don't know. How long do you go?
I don't know, because this momentum only sticks around for so long.
I feel horrible that we've started the show.
I know. We are Debbie Downer here. By the way, your boy Saheem King. We'll talk about him coming up.
Don't sleep on Saheem.
Yeah, he looked good.
The positives.
Sci-fi. What do they call it?
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi, yeah.
The positives from the spring game. Next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. These are the nights to live
the time. Father told me. Reds fans, cheer on Joey Votto and your Cincinnati Reds when they take on the Chicago Cubs. April 21st through the 23rd, presented by Sour Patch Kids. Catch all the action, including a fireworks show, free Reds bag giveaway, and more for as low as $12. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit Reds.com.
Tax time means big savings for you on everything you need for your ride. And it's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Save on thousands of accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Remote car starts starting at just $189. We beat any sale price on window tinting. Plus, every brand of truck bed covers, lift bed covers, tires, wheels, Jeep accessories. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. We'll beat any internet or competitor's price, even on window tint. Bring in your tax refund check and get extra discounts off our already low prices. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle Road. Don't forget, we finance you 12 months same as cash. Come see us, Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle. Tax time means big savings at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters.
I saw a Kazai Oriental Rug Outlet van coming to your home. It seems like they're in our neighborhood a lot.
You won't believe it. I purchased two rugs from them 12 years ago, and I wanted to change my living room decor. I remember Kazai Rug Outlet actually offers a trade-in policy so I could get new rugs to go with my new furniture.
You mean they give you credit towards what you purchased 12 years ago? That's unbelievable.
I went to their new store in Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road and made the selection. Then they brought the rug over just for me to try. And it was free with no obligation.
You mean, not only did they give you credit, because I also let you try the rug before you bought it? Wow, that is service. I wish I could afford a rug like that.
That's the best part. I found my new rugs from the largest selection in the Midwest at affordable prices. And a 100% trade-in policy on all their hand-knotted pieces.
A 100% trade-in policy. And we'll bring the rugs to your home to see how they look free. Come in and walk all over us. Kazai Oriental Rugs. We make luxury affordable.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yep, this is one of those songs.
It is, isn't it? Greatest hits of Josh.
Glad I didn't let you down.
You did not let me down. You did not let me down. Farewell, Josh. Just Just only an hour and 40 more minutes left that we have with this young man. So we're talking about the blue-white game, 381-1313, if you want to get in here and talk about your impressions. So far, we've focused on the negatives. Sorry about that. The positives, I mean, if Gunnar Hoke wasn't the MVP of the game, then it was, I don't even know how to say his first name, so I apologize. Jamin Davis. I'm going to go with Jamin.
I think probably Jamin.
Jamin Davis, who led the team in tackles, or led everybody in tackles. The whole game, he had 8 tackles. A tackle for a loss, 5 solo tackles. He's an early enrollee. This is his first spring at UK. Jamin Davis was everywhere. He was all over the field. And then Boogie Watson. We got another Boogie. This one plays football. I remember interviewing him last year, Jamar Watson. He had 3 sacks. I think or 4 sacks. I think he said he had 5 even in what I read. He was all over. He was getting through.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good. I can remember last year, he was maybe the one that took dance. They did like dance or something like that at school.
And that's why they call him Boogie.
No, I asked him that, and he was like, no, that's what you would think.
Yeah.
But no, it was a nickname. Oh, gosh.
I remember this story.
Yeah. We had the sound of it here at one time where he told the whole thing.
Yeah.
I have to go back, but no, that's what you would think. I said, oh, so that's where you got the nickname, Boogie, from dancing. No. Because I remember him saying, so if your teammates found out about you being in dance class and stuff, and on the dance team, all that, and he goes, no. I said, when they do, he goes, they're going to take it too far. That's what's going to happen. They always do. But he was tough. And, you know, the positive of Jordan Jones not playing is probably that Jamin Davis doesn't as much anyway. If he's an early enrollee, he's probably not starting on the white team defense.
Probably not.
Because then you move over, I guess Eli Brown would have been over there on the white team starting. Eli Brown, by the way, knocked A.J. Rose's head off. A.J. Rose was looking excellent for the white team up until that point, and then Eli Brown met him there. And Stoops said afterward it was a neck injury,
He said not serious.
Yeah.
You didn't think it would be serious. He would be fine. But I think the story there is Benny Snell kind of looked like he was just...
He is who he is, yeah.
Continuing on where he left off last year. So you've got Benny Snell, and then you've got Saheem King, and you've got A.J. Rose. So it looks like...
It's going to be a ground
running
game again.
Yeah, the running attack should be fine. And Steven Johnson's ability to run, too. I mean, don't forget about that. Cordell Looney, I thought, also played really well. I heard his name called a bunch of times yesterday.
Absolutely. Cordell Looney was also outstanding. He made a move there on Saheem King to get him in the backfield. That was just big boy football. That was just SEC quality.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a guy last year when I saw him. You remember me raving about these guys, and I kept raving about
Cordell. He passed
the
eye chart test for you.
I kept raving about him, thinking he would be the one. Instead, it was T.J. Carter of the freshman who got playing time.
So, but Cordell will be out there.
Yes.
A lot, yeah.
He's good to have in the mix with T.J., Laquez Pringle, Adrian Middleton, and then Alvante Bell didn't play, but he'll be back coming off injury. Cordell Looney. I mean, it's going to be... Going to be better, I think. Better up front. Because they need to be. Saheem King ran for 107 yards on that.
Two TDs.
On that defense.
Yep.
Yeah. Against the first team defense. 2 touchdowns, 107 yards. A.J. Rose looked good. I don't think that Saheem King is Boom Williams, and neither is A.J. Rose, but those two are talented enough with Benny Snell and Steven Johnson. It's going to be the same. I don't think Kentucky's changing a whole lot. I know that. Eddie Gran has said even that this wasn't what he anticipated, but this is what he's got. So I think Kentucky's going to be a lot of the same this year. Running the ball. They've got all their offensive linemen minus John Toth back. That formula worked for them. I think that's what we're going to see again. Now, on the receiving end, I mean, if Stephen Johnson's going to connect, he doesn't have Jeff Bidette now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very obvious in the spring game. Because when Stephen Johnson went deep, it looked like he was trying to throw to Bidette. But there wasn't Bidette's speed to run underneath that ball. It was Dorian Baker. And, boy, Dorian Baker has caught a lot of heat over his time here. And he did nothing in that spring game to make
it. And that's break. All he's caught, Dan. Boom, boom. I did not mean that. I'm sorry. I really didn't. I wasn't trying to.
But it was good
to knock him.
Well, it's just the facts. He's carried that with him. Like he's got.
Yeah.
And so now, he didn't drop balls, overthrown, or I don't know. Some of it's his fault. Some of it isn't. It's just a spring game. But you didn't leave there thinking, after watching that. He's gonna live up to the expectation. Kaywon Ross, on the other hand, he's
Cleavon
your guy.
Thomas.
Yeah,
I think I would put him in there too.
Yeah, Cleavon Thomas, Kaywon Ross, Garrett Johnson was out with something, I don't know, but he wasn't out there.
Charles Walker,
big time. Chuck. Yeah. They call him Chuck now.
They've got a Heisman candidacy.
Right. For the Chuckster.
Prepared for him.
Yeah, he's gonna be able to play.
What a fun kid.
I think he has to play. He is sure-handed. He's a go-to guy. I mean, I think you've got to play him more. Like Eddie Grant said earlier this spring, during the spring, someone asked him about Blake Bone and Jabari Greenwood. They were, you know, said, well, if they don't take the next step, bye. You're getting passed over. There's other guys coming.
Yeah.
Like Cleavon Thomas. Blake Bone, still he has shown signs of flashes of brilliance. And then there's been Bonehead. No pun intended there.
So by the way, what was the crowd like?
It said 37,000. It was sparse. It was okay. It wasn't horrible. When, like, 10,000. I mean, I didn't really see anyone in the upper decks. The lower bowl was not full. But, look, for me, I don't get excited about the spring game. I'm not. They even tell you beforehand, look, we're not going to run anything but base. And Eddie Grant said, we're talking about first day, second day install. Just real simple
stuff.
Real
basic, yeah.
The defense is vanilla, nothing there. And then everything that happens is against, you know, you don't want the defense to get lit up by the second team offense, right? But then,
yes.
But do you want to sit there and watch the first team just destroy the second team? Maybe you do. It just, I don't know. I just don't get excited about it. But it's fun to see guys that you don't get to see much. Like, it was fun to see Boogie Watson and Jamin Davis and Cordell Looney and Kaywon Ross and Cleavon Thomas and Gunnar Hoke. It was fun to see these guys do some things. But my biggest takeaway would be that Gunnar Hoke looked like a quarterback who can jump in there and go at any time. And
that the running game would still be just fine.
Yes.
That was another big takeaway for me. Yeah, I mean, offensively, this team should be able to, you know, even expand where they were last year.
Yeah.
Getting even a little bit better. The receive, you know, not having Jeff Bidette, I think for Stephen Johnson in particular, is a loss. That's a big loss.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Stephen Johnson said he fell in love with the deep ball in the game, which he made some deep throws. And then did you see the part where Eddie Grand was being interviewed by the sideline reporter, where he took him through a play, and he just didn't. I mean, he included her, but he paid her no regard as far as coaching goes. Like, he didn't stop coaching because she was there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he calls out the play, and Steven Johnson wants to go deep on it. And they've got like a cover two. And Eddie Grand tells the sideline reporter before, look, if the cover two is too high, we won't go deep. We'll go with the dig. If it's in too much, then we will go post route. And he's like, we got a touchdown call on every play. We got something. We can score on any play. And so Steven goes with the deep ball. He wants to go long on it. And he should have gone with the dig. And so Eddie Grant is just screaming. I mean, the sideline reporter has the microphone just kind of extended out, standing next to him. And he's screaming at Steven Johnson. What are you doing? Oh, no. Dig, 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 dig. You know. And then Steven comes over and he just keeps on coaching. What were you doing there? Why did you? Like, yeah, I held on too long to that. You know, I saw the cover two and I thought I had it down there. I held on too long and whatever. So then she goes, what was that there? And he goes into straight football terminology. Yeah. Like, just way over top her head and most viewers' heads, you know. I got what he was saying. I don't know the exact... I had a gist of what he was talking about, but I couldn't tell you what each of those terms actually meant. But it was just good. It was maybe one of the best sideline things I've ever seen. Because he was him. All right, we'll take a break. Be back with more. 381-1313 is the number to call to get in here. Got to talk Jordan Brand Classic. We still got some more football stuff to talk about, too.
And the one and not done.
Absolutely.
I think there's some stuff we need to get into there.
And the WNBA draft.
Yes, very cool.
On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Think you'd enjoy being a part of the fast-paced radio sales and marketing business? Would you enjoy assisting others to help achieve the overall company goal? If so, LM Communications and their sixth grade radio stations may be the right fit for you. We're looking for an entry-level administrative assistant to work with our department heads as well as assist with our traffic department. Microsoft Word skills and a can-do attitude are important. Go to lmcomm.com. That's lmcomm.com and send your resume or call Craig at 859-233-1550. LM Communications Radio Group, an equal opportunity employer.
Over 40 fresh trades under $10,000 have just arrived at the big used car store on Nicholasville. Get financing as low as 1.9% for 60 months on Toyota certified used vehicles. Buy with zero down. Company owned Camrys just released. Save thousands while they last. And credit help is always available with our on-site finance experts. Plus, get a free trade appraisal. Get to the big used car store on Nicholasville before the inventory runs out. Vehicles priced under 10 grand are now available. You must act now. Supplies are limited. Hurry to the big used car store on Nicholasville. Right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
Toyota on Nicholasville.com.
With approved credit, financing is $1,749 per month for 1,000 borrowed with zero down. Example 05 Toyota Sienna, XLE stock number T680288A, sale price $6,500, $649 dealer fee plus tax, tag, and title, subject to prior sale, expires month end.
I'm with Austin from MLS Power Sports in Georgetown. I want to talk about their outstanding parts department. Austin, you guys keep a huge selection of parts and accessories for all brands on hand, not just Arctic Cat, right?
Yeah, we keep a little bit of everything on hand for just about any major make or model. Keep more Arctic Cat stuff in stock than we do anything. It's what we carry, but we can get anything you want.
Now, what happens if you don't have a part in stock?
We can get pretty much any part you want and get it very quickly. We can actually even ship it to your front door if you want.
Obviously, you guys know your stuff when it comes to parts and accessories. What sets MLS Power Sports apart from the other guys?
At MLS Power Sports, we take pride in what we do. You know, we like to get out and ride these things every weekend, and you don't get that every week.
Ride victoriously!
Most of all, ride victoriously.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Just a couple more quick thoughts on the blue-white game that we can come back to later if we want to. But You mentioned that Patrick Toles was there. So was Danny Trevathan. Yes. Flashing that gold and the Super Bowl ring.
Yes. Boom Williams was there, too.
Yes, he was. But he hasn't really left.
No, he hasn't really left.
Yeah, Danny Trevathan's gone out and played for the Denver Broncos and won a Super Bowl and has since been signed by the Chicago Bears, which I hate that for him. I love the Bears, and they are horrible, and they're not going to get any better. So thank goodness he got his Super Bowl ring.
I think it bears mentioning who led the team onto the field, too. They had
the young man,
a 9-year-old cancer survivor. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome how they have taken him in, and he even went to a Bears game. You know that? Danny Trevathan had him at a Bears game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And then Jaren Williams, the quarterback, the 2018 UK commit that has blown up. Alabama wants him now. Alabama. Yeah. Has offered him a scholarship.
He's got 21 offers now.
You think about
this.
And
he says he's still firm with Kentucky.
You think about the players Kentucky and Mark Stoops has gone after. Damian Harris, Matt Elam, Jedrick Wills. Two of those three went to Alabama. The other one, Matt Elam, is here, but Alabama wanted him. Ohio State. I mean, they're always getting kids to say no to Ohio State and yes to Kentucky. So now Jaren Williams has, and he said, "Nope, I'm good. I like Kentucky. I'm still good with everything."
Listen, there's the NCAA is allowing for a new rule to happen where there will be an early signing period for football recruits, and that's in December. This thing, Mark Stoops said he may have been in the minority in the SEC in favor of this rule.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things where, you know, Alabama can swoop in late and get whoever they want for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, a lot like Kentucky basketball recruiting. Mm-hmm. You know, Kentucky can be the last guys to extend an offer to Zion Williamson.
Or Terrence Jones.
Yeah. But for Kentucky recruiting and for Stoops, their advantage is to get in early with some of these kids.
Absolutely.
And it's such a different thing in basketball versus football, I feel like. I think once a player says he's committed in basketball...
Yeah, the other coaches kind of lay off.
They do, and it's not the case in football at all.
The etiquette is different.
So when you, if you are able to identify a guy early, which Stoops and company have been able to do... And get them to sign early. I mean, that only helps schools like Kentucky.
Absolutely. That's why the big boys in the SEC don't want it. Because the LSUs and the Alabamas and the Auburns.
They have the ability to wait and see what happens on kids. Where your schools like Kentucky have to take a chance sometimes.
Georgia?
And hope. Yeah.
Gosh, that thing that Georgia did with the punter or the kicker. And they were going to give him a scholarship, and then they said, no, we're not going to give you a scholarship. And, what a mess that thing was. That guy won games for him. Anyway. The one and not done. The Calipari 30 for 30. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now about these 30 for 30s. Because I pay attention, I try to pay attention, and catch them, because I like them.
They're all well done.
Yes. If I miss one that aired, because it'll air on a Tuesday at 9 o'clock or a Thursday at 9 o'clock. And it just sometimes it sneaks up. You didn't realize it was on. Well, not this one. We all knew it was on. They even had a premiere at the Kentucky Theater on Monday. But when that happens, I go and look. Dang it, I've missed this. I got the last 15 minutes of this. So I hit the guide and I search through to see the next time it's on. Sometimes it doesn't even say that there's another showing. Sometimes the next showing is not for 2 weeks later. All the time. Every time this ever happens to me. John Calipari was... They had tweets of it streaming now on ESPN.com. It replayed last night. It's probably replaying right now somewhere. This thing was different. Could you tell it was different? I know we live here, and they're targeting us.
That's why it's hard for me to tell if it was different.
But I felt it was.
Because I didn't... You know, I don't pay as much attention to the other 30 for 30s coming out as I did this one. What was your big takeaway from it?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is when he said, we got cheated, Texas A&M.
Yeah.
That's the thing that pops out to me, because a lot of that stuff you already knew about. I think the biggest takeaway was that in the end, after watching that film, if you know nothing about John Calipari, I think you come away from it thinking, this is a guy that kind of gets some stuff thrown at him unfairly. I think you come away from it thinking John Calipari has maybe been misunderstood, mistreated, and misrepresented, which is what he would want it to show.
Listen, there's arrogance there, and he said it himself, that especially early on, was a lot of this self-inflicted? Yes.
Yeah.
But I think if you didn't genuinely think that he... I mean, he can write all the books he wants and say it, players first, players first. But if you genuinely left that and didn't think that dude really is a players first guy, you missed the point. To me, I had never, I mean, he seems like an emotional guy. I'd never seen him cry.
No.
Mm-hmm. And when he broke down at the Hall of Fame induction beforehand with all of his players there, when he tells them he wants them to be on stage with him.
Yeah.
That was what stuck with me, because that's a moment that you just hadn't seen from him before.
Well, and there's a couple of levels there that it touches on. Is one is these are the people who made him who he is. He's in the Hall of Fame because of this room of people. And then the magnitude of the situation when you look around and realize how many people it is. How many people there are in that room that it took to get him to that position in the Hall of Fame. And then on top of that...
But how many people showed up that night?
Yes. Yeah. That's the other level to it, is the number of people that did care enough to make it and get there. And then the ability of all those people to be in a situation in their lives that they can drop what they're doing and travel to the Hall of Fame to be there for him... Meaning that he's touched all those lives and helped all those people. I mean, so many different things right there. Five or six things represented just by him standing in that room with all those people. It would be a bit overwhelming and make you cry. I mean, who wouldn't cry in that moment? That's definitely one of the biggest takeaways, is the number of lives that he touched and how he views it. I mean, gosh.
Him and Marcus Camby text every other day?
Yeah.
Still? I mean, that's... We're going on 30 years.
I mean, he said he basically is dad.
I did love when Derrick Rose said, that was before I knew he was insane.
Right.
Yeah. There was, you know, a lot of it we know, right?
Yeah.
We kind of already knew, because a lot of these, you know, quote, one and done guys have come back and are still very much a part of. John Wall is, you know, we're 8 years removed from him being here, and he still shows up for Big Blue Madness, and Cousins comes back in the summer, you know. So we already know that there's this relationship there with those guys and Cal.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it. You know, we know that he goes out to Sacramento and watches Scal Labissiere and Willie Cauley-Stein mm-hmm. play a game.
Yeah.
So some of it was not surprising, I don't think, for us. I don't remember. I thought DeJuan Wagner just fell off the face of the earth and was just not good at basketball anymore.
I didn't know that about him at all.
I had no idea that he had a stomach issue that required him to quit playing basketball.
Yeah.
And that was like the start of things for Cal in his head, that, well, if this guy hadn't left after a year and this had happened in college, he wouldn't have made a dime.
But, you know, it showed his thinking even before that, though. It showed his thinking on Marcus Camby. Like, they showed an interview with him from way back then when he was like, okay, tell me why you would come back. You're going to come back for this? No. You're going back? No. You're not. Why are you coming back?
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to come back. So he had already thought that way
20 years ago.
Yeah. These guys, they made it clear what the message is that I'm going to help you, you help me, and we'll get what we want out of it eventually. I think it did lack a little bit more of the why other people hate him. Like, they went on the Nets. He said that thing about the Nets guy.
Mm-hmm.
Which John Calipari doesn't strike. I mean, he's not a racist in any way. I mean, it's just, who knows why he said that, and it was so many years ago. But that was one instance that they showed of a reporter relationship with Calipari. Now, there are stories that go way beyond that one instance of it happening. That there are many more times, especially early in his UMass days, of how he viewed the media, how he's used the media. I think Jeff Goodman, you know, the one, he's villainized by Kentucky fans because he seems to hate Kentucky.
Pat 40.
Yeah. But, you know, Jeff Goodman has told the story publicly before that Calipari called his newspaper and tried to get him fired. I mean, tried to make Jeff Goodman lose his job. I mean, think about that. If we're sitting here and we say something that Calipari doesn't like, and he calls Lynn Martin and says, and uses his influence to make us lose a source of our income that helps feed our families. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How are what we're saying going to bring John Calipari so much lower? I mean, there's nothing we can do. So maybe in the early days, what's written about him and the perception and what he's trying to build, if you're going against that, then you're against him. But you see it today with how he interacts with Jerry Tipton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not going to call and ask the Lexington Herald leader to get Jerry Tipton fired, but it's just, there's just a tinge of the reason he kind of pokes at Jerry Tipton is because he knows Jerry Tipton, no matter what comes out of Calipari's mouth, Tipton's going to check it. And he's going to write the fact. He's not going to use whatever Calipari said. Tipton is going to check it and double check it. And nothing Calipari ever says that isn't 100% fact, embellished, is going to get printed by Tipton without it being fact checked and the facts being put out there first. And so Calipari can't spin it all the time with Tipton, and he knows that. And so with Tipton, he likes to poke at him a little bit because there are so many others who just take what he says and throw it up there. Heck, I was guilty of it sometimes where I would just take whatever he said, the soundbite, and play it as fact and not check it because you don't have time, you know? But so a little bit more of that, I think, would have balanced it a little bit more. For those people who hate Calipari and feel a certain way about Calipari, I don't know how much that changed their minds. Maybe some. But had they showed a little bit more balance on it, because Jim Calhoun was only the really detractor.
And we already all knew that Jim Calhoun didn't like Cal.
Right. But he was the only detractor that they actually interviewed. They played clips from 40 was on there. They played a clip from Bob Knight, but they didn't interview him. How many of Calipari's detractors wanted to be interviewed or would have agreed to even do it? I would have liked to see Gary Parrish on there because he covered him there at Memphis so long.
Yeah,
they used Dan Wolkin from USA Today, who defended him. But his thing was more, look, the NCAA had nothing.
The NCAA guy was on there, of which I thought was interesting. Josh is freaking out because we got to get to a break. He said, he talked about World Wide West, the NCAA guy.
Yeah.
And was like, you know.
He is who he is.
He is who he is, but they're not doing anything wrong. Yeah. Unless they show me they're doing something wrong.
And for Calipari to have made it this far with this many elite-level athletes at Kentucky, there's nothing. There's no trace of anything. There's not even a little bit of whiff of smoke anywhere. So the closest they came was with Eric Bledsoe and his grades in high school. And 40 and Thamel and that group. you know, went after that as hard as they could. They couldn't get it. And honestly, what were you really doing? It's a kid who, without basketball, has no real future.
Cal even said that, you know. Like, I don't know where you're getting your kids from, but where mine come from, I'm trying to get them jobs.
If Eric Bledsoe had such a hard time in school that he needed help to get him to a situation to play basketball, to be in the situation that he is in now, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
What would he be doing without basketball? What kind of job would he have? What kind of contributions would he make to society? It's better for him, better for his family, and better for America that Eric Bledsoe is an NBA player. And on that, we'll take a break and be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Car wreck, Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
The volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series and Hybrid Springwater present America's favorite cowboy heroes, Grammy Award-winning Riders in the Sky.
Woody's Roundup, right here every day.
Riders in the Sky in concert at the amazing Thoroughbred Theater right here in Lexington, Saturday, April 22. For tickets, 280-2218, presented by Hybrid Springwater and Hank 96.1.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Bank's floor covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Bank's floor covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Bank's floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Just a couple of minutes before the top of the hour, Sports Center break, and tomorrow we're going to celebrate Easter with our families.
Yes.
Hope you do as well, so we'll have a best of Dan and Mary Jo Show that includes interviews with Morehead State's Preston Spradlin. We had Kyle Tucker on here.
Mm-hmm. Kind of wrapping up the basketball season.
Yeah, wrap up the basketball season and talking about his wins, of course, which we see on social media so much of.
A throwback to Brian Kenny.
Brian Kenny, the baseball guy. Yeah, when he wrote his book about how to use baseball pitchers. Now, when you listen to that interview, think about Joe Maddon and the Cubs, Aroldis Chapman, the World Series, because straight out of Brian Kenny's book came the moves, some of the moves that Joe Maddon made in the World Series. So that'll be a good listen. Who else? I don't even remember who we had on there. Maybe Mo Williams. Is that right? Mo Williams talking about UK's running backs, the former UK running back. We talked to him in season, didn't we?
Yes.
Or in the fall? Or
Nick Mingione.
No, Nick Mingione. Baseball team won again last night, the first game of the series at Missouri. We'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side. And then, of course, it is Josh, our producer's last day. He's been with us since the beginning, right? Was there another producer when we started?
There was.
There was.
Yeah.
But it wasn't long.
No.
Couldn't have been very long.
No. How long have you been here?
My first weekend in studio with you guys was the weekend after B.B. King died.
The weekend
is there not like...
And this is what we've dealt with ever since.
Is there not like a different time marker than that?
You just remember the B.B. King thing.
Yeah.
It was six weeks after BB King. What? Okay.
It was 2 days after my last Mountain Dew of that week. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey everybody, this is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. We asked people what they wanted in their HVAC equipment. They told us a brand that has stood the test of time and has a proven reliability record. We have delivered. We install American Standard HVAC equipment. American Standard has been a leader in the HVAC industry for over 100 years. We can bring American Standard into your home. Call us today at 859-519-6382 for a free estimate to replace your old or broken HVAC system.
ADA is on the way.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSPETS.org.
Bank's floor covering.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any of their superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do have something for everyone, but we mean carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate flooring, and more. We don't know any superheroes, but we always have super prices.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Bank's floor covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Good morning, I'm Doug Brown. The NBA playoffs get started later today. The defending champs, the Cleveland Cavaliers, hosting the Pacers. And we'll have it starting at 2 Eastern here on ESPN Radio. It's also at 3 on ABC. Then we'll have an ESPN triple header starting at 5:30 Eastern. The Raptors host the Bucks, followed by the Grizzlies and Spurs in San Antonio, then the Clippers and Jazz in Los Angeles. Retired two-time Pro Bowl tight end Todd Heap accidentally struck and killed his 3-year-old daughter Friday while he was moving his truck in the driveway. According to police, Heap was not impaired at the time. He just didn't know his daughter was in that driveway. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Edmonton Oilers got their offense the hard way against the Sharks in Game 2.
McDavid took it away, and now he'll race down the left wing, shorthanded, in over the line to the net. Rich shot, score! Connor McDavid makes it 2 shorthanded goals for Edmonton tonight. The Oilers lead by a deuce!
The call on CHED, first career playoff goal for McDavid. Zach Cassian also with a shorty, and the Oilers tie the series at 1 with a 2-0 win. The Canadiens pull even in their series with the Rangers thanks to a 4-3 overtime win in Montreal. Alexander Radulov with the game winner after Thomas Plekanec tied it late in regulation. The Penguins beat the Blue Jackets 4-1. Blues over the Wild 2-1, both of those series 2 games to none.
The road to redemption starts with Rip City. Curry, KD, and the Golden State Warriors. Lillard, CJ, and the Portland Trail Blazers. Game 1. Coverage begins tomorrow at 2:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwiches, Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What'll we do?
Leave it to me, sir.
Hello?
Hello, boss? Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh. Freaky fast.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Oh, Mary Jo, just 1 hour left. With our man, Josh.
It's like, I feel like we will maybe need an update in like 6 months of just how long the man bun hair has gotten.
But the baby bird has grown.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go over some of the things that have happened in your life, Josh, since you began working on this show. Now, when you started on this show, you had not yet received your college degree, had you?
No.
Okay. So, there's one. During the time on this show working here, you have received your college degree in?
Broadcasting electronic media.
Yeah, dumb. Dumb. Just the worst degree you could
it
ever get.
It sounds so cool, though.
Yeah, it's not. There's nothing you can do with that except be poor.
Yeah.
Which is why he's quitting this job.
To work at Amazon. Which has an excellent broadcast engineering department, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They pay way better. Than broadcast and engineering. Yeah, for sure. You were not, I wouldn't say you were single, but you were not a married man.
I was not a married man, no.
You weren't even engaged yet.
I was engaged.
Oh, you were engaged.
I was engaged, yeah. I got engaged back at Disney World, and then I got this, and I interned here, and then, I got married.
Yeah.
And then we started the show, and then I got married, yeah.
So then you got married.
Mm-hmm.
Was this your only job? When you started working?
No, when I started working here, I was a bagger at the Richmond Kroger.
We
That's
knew that.
Right, yeah.
We knew that.
I forgot about the Kroger.
Because
yeah.
There would be the days, God, I hope Kroger doesn't ask me to work tonight when he would leave here. At the time, you lived in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Now you live in Mount Sterling?
Yes.
Okay. And you used to drink how many Mountain Dews a day?
Oh, at least a liter. At
a
least.
Liter.
Yeah. I have the big bottles in here. You remember those?
Yeah.
You called me out on it.
And a lot of times they weren't even just regular Mountain Dew. They were like...
The Voltage.
Code Blue.
Yeah.
And Mountain Dew Voltage.
Yeah.
That's how you live.
Right. Mountain Dew with added bat poop in it. You know, just all kinds of stuff.
Guano.
Now you are down to...
One Mountain Dew
per week.
A can.
A
of Mountain Dew.
12 ounces of Mountain Dew.
Which just so happens to be during this show. I find it so hard to believe that that's the only time you're drinking Mountain Dew.
I limit myself to 2 cups of coffee a day. Just 2. And then the rest is all water.
But do you have sugar in the coffee?
No. Just creamer. Just cream.
You can drink all the coffee you want with cream in it. Yeah. That's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. I don't do sugar, though.
It was the carbs and sugar in the Mountain Dew that was killing you.
I have
to say this, though, Mary Jo. I brought him, you know, munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts here, and
have you
eaten even one of them?
I was four seconds away from grabbing one.
I'm working, Dan.
There's a jelly in here. I didn't even know they had jelly donut holes. I don't know why you haven't touched these yet. I brought these specifically for you.
No, you didn't.
Now you're offending me.
Yeah, he did bring those specifically for you.
I go to Dunkin' Donuts every day.
Yeah.
I never buy donuts from ever.
Yeah.
Always just coffee.
I'm trying to share with you guys.
Well, give me one then.
Okay.
For God's sake.
Take one. Take the jelly one. Tell me how that is.
No, we are truly going to.
It's a jelly. Got a jelly for you.
We are going to miss you, bro.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to miss you. And this is it, because tomorrow we're off. Happy Easter, everyone. We're going to spend Easter with our families. Hopefully you can, too. And so we're going to have a best of show with some good guests.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Some of our best, hence best.
Some of our favorite interviews.
Jordan Brand Classic last night.
Yes.
Was on during the UK football spring game, so I really didn't get a chance to watch a lot of it. Would flip back and forth a little bit. But in the final minute, 36 and a half seconds left to go, Jared Vanderbilt, UK basketball commit, the 6'9 forward from Texas, he didn't turn his ankle, he didn't make a crazy move, nobody bumped into him, he's driving to the hole and goes down like he's been shot.
And he looked in pain.
He had tears. It was the right ankle. Now, the player's father told the Lexington Herald Leader late Friday night that his son is feeling okay, no immediate diagnosis on the injury, thought they'd get a clearer picture on it when they got back home to Houston. And he said, Jared Vanderbilt did, on
Instagram.
Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, I'm good, y'all. Thanks for the love. I don't know. I mean, that all sounds great. He's feeling okay. I'm good, y'all. But it looked like a tendon or something snapped. Why do you go down like that? It has to be... It's not natural.
No.
I mean, there was something... If he had at least, like, turned it or something, that's painful. If you're just dealing with pain. I don't know. It looked like something more than dealing with just pain. It was something that prohibited him from walking off under his own power, put tears in his eyes.
And he'd had a great game up to that point, too.
Yes.
He had like 17 and 7.
Yes. Two block shots.
Now, Quade Green.
10 assists, I believe.
And he was rooming with Mo Bamba.
Yeah.
And Mo Bamba said, he will not leave me alone about coming to Kentucky.
Keep it up, Quade, because UK needs Mo Bamba.
Yeah.
I am telling you, if you have not watched this kid at all, there is no doubt that this is a piece that John Calipari has missed the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Bamba. I think he thought he was getting that in Scal Labissiere, and Scal wasn't ready for that yet. Scal's looking good now.
Posted one of his moves. Yeah, I don't watch the Kings games, obviously. They're not broadcast. Nobody does.
You don't have NBA ticket and watch the Kings every night.
This move that Scal put on, it's mind-boggling to me. It's not even like, okay, in 2 years you'll be this. I never dreamed he would be doing what he is doing.
At any point.
And then Tyler Ulis is the NBA Rookie of the Month, or Western Conference Rookie of the Month, but he's led all rookies in scoring and assists.
I had no doubts about Tyler Ulis. Let me just tell you, I had zero doubts about
him. I just didn't know
him.
If he would get his opportunity.
That's fair, yeah. That who would give him the... But the Suns drafted him, so...
I mean, he's crushing it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I had no doubts if he got a chance because of that heart of his. He's got skills, and he sees things so well. He's such a good basketball brain. He just sees things on the court so well, and he has the ball on a string. So if he can do those things, now the other thing you need is the mental strength and heart to be able to go against other guys in the NBA at your size. And he is nothing but heart. Good grief. I know De'Aaron Fox was great, but if you were to put Tyler Ulis at the head of this team.
Oh, no. I mean,
Bam Adebayo would have signed with an agent. He would be top five pick. I mean, there would have been none of that get the ball to Bam stuff. Ulis would. I mean, Ulis makes everyone better. But Scal. I mean, some of these guys just come here too young. There's just not enough time. And Scal just needed more time. Or you could say that it was Cal. Cal ruined him, which is what he says, jokingly. But it could be that Calipari kind of took some of that and said, I tried to make him something he wasn't. And so half the year we did that, then we figured out what he was. And
by then it seemed like it was too late.
Yes. So you could put it on Cal if you wanted to. And I don't think he would argue with you too much. But that's the thing. How could you blame him? Like, it's not his fault. He just made a mistake on thinking he was a different type of player and trying to get him to play that way. And it was just a matter of he's young, he's still learning. And then you realize, well, no, that's...
I mean, and you did see some of that in the one and not done. Mm-hmm. Of him getting on Scal or being really frustrated with Scal.
Mm-hmm. What was that? He said something to him like, you just don't want to win. Yeah, or you just don't.
Yeah, because you would have gotten that rebound if you did.
Yeah. God, he's so hard on him sometimes in there. But I mean, that's coaching, though. That's sports. That's the way it is. These days, it's... Gosh.
Yeah.
If a parent
these
overhears...
These days, people don't want to know how the sausage is made.
I made the mistake as a freshman or an eighth grader of saying something that my coach said to me to my mother about practice. And it got her so riled up, and she was on the verge of taking it to the coach. And I am pleading everything. I'm like, no way. You cannot say a word to the coach. This will ruin me. No, you can't do it. She agreed not to do it. And I did not let my mother into my life again for the next 5 years.
It's a hard thing, though. I tell you what, and Sam's only 11, and it's a hard. And it's not like he's had any sort of coaches going at him or anything right. like that. But I will say, he plays baseball now. I mean, he's been hit a couple of times with a ball.
Yeah,
and been fine, and trotted to first, and been okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's part of me that wants to go. And just like climb the fence to go over there, and I need to resist that urge.
Yeah If he continues to play sports, he will be called some things and be treated in a very non-motherly fashion. that would make you very upset. But I think a certain amount of that, if a coach is a good coach, he knows which players mm-hmm. he can berate and can take it and can handle it and will respond the right way, and that he's actually building mental toughness in. So if you're able to take that kind of stuff, you get past it. You're like, okay, I just need to do better. It's not like you take it to heart. Not like you go home going, God, am I really that slow? Coach just said so many mean things to me today. I mean, no. You're going to get over it. But then there are some that maybe would just go into a shell and just close down and just that don't respond the right way. So if a coach can figure out how to coach the individual player.
Which I think Cal is great at. Now, obviously, there have been some mistakes along the way.
Right.
You know, I don't think Ryan Harrow responded very well to Cal.
No. You know, there was a couple guys in Memphis that didn't they didn't like how Tubby coached them, apparently. Like KJ Lawson on Snapchat said, forget Tubby. He used another word that begins with F. And he and his brother are transferring to Kansas.
And that's two of the six guys that have left Memphis since Tubby got there.
Top three scorers.
It seems like a disaster already in Memphis. And they're, I did read an article from Gary Parrish, you know, who covers Memphis, and basically said that they're, you know, they've lost all these guys and are replacing them with no good recruits. And in fact, they're hosting someone who's deciding between Memphis and a Division II school.
So what do you think it is? It's just the way Tubby likes play?
Well,
like his style of play and what he wants from his players?
Well, I don't know that, you know, I think it was an, you know, I know it was a knock on Tubby from even being here, you know, where he just wasn't recruiting, aggressive in recruiting. And I think, I'm sure as you get older, I'm sure he's less aggressive in recruiting than he was 10 years ago. And you just can't win that way anymore. Regardless of your style of play, you cannot win without being aggressive on the recruiting trail.
Well, obviously you have, but I don't think Memphis needs to have, you know, the top players. They just need kids who want to play for Tubby.
Right, but
they're skilled,
but they've been used to that. That had become something they had grown accustomed to in Memphis.
Yeah.
Was getting really good players.
Well, Tubby plays ball line defense, and he doesn't like to run it up and down, and he has a system, and maybe it's not fun. I just don't know what Tubby could have done to make this kid safe. You know, forget him.
Yeah.
To say it on social media in such a way like Tubby has done something wrong to him.
Either way,
good luck, Bill Self.
Well,
you're getting a couple of really high character kids.
Well, I think some of that has to do with
Daddy.
Their dad. Mm-hmm. Getting demoted. Being promised one thing by Josh Pastner and then... And apparently being promised that by the athletic director, and then Tubby kind of going back on that. So that is probably where the animosity comes from.
I didn't know all that part of it. I knew his dad was involved, but I didn't realize that athletic director and Josh Pastner had promised him something.
Yeah.
Well, this conversation started with Mo Bamba.
And it ended with Tubby Smith.
But
that is the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
But the Mo Bamba thing that I wanted to mention before we go to break is that I think it was Evan Daniels that put out there that his wingspan would be number one among NBA starters. Current NBA starters. All. The entire league. And as far as overall in the NBA, it would be something like number three or four as far as wingspan. So that kid right there would be a rim protector like Nerlens Noel. You know, Willie Cauley-Stein did a really good job. Karl-Anthony Towns did a fine job. But this
They've been missing that the last couple of years.
Yeah, Nerlens Noel was the last elite shot blocker Kentucky had. Remember those 11 that he got? Was it against Mississippi State on the road? Or Ole Miss? He had like four fouls with 8 minutes to go and blocked another five or six shots. I want to say it was against Mississippi State because maybe he was going up against Jarvis Bernardo.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's Mo Bamba. I'm telling you. That kid is something else. Then he had a steal, brought it down the court. Yeah, he's special. 381-1313 if you're out and about and want to give us a call and talk some UK basketball or football or baseball. We'll do it on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this.
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitar Show on ESPN Radio.
When did you cry during Little Giants?
At the end, when they finally break through and win again.
Yes or no, Fats and Info, you cried during Cool Runnings, yes or no?
No.
Guillermo, yes or no?
No.
Roy, yes or no?
No.
Mike, yes or no?
That's only you, man.
Okay, I'm alone. I feel very fragile, very vulnerable, very nude.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Lexington Legends are playing tonight at 6:35. Fun for just about any age. Get your tickets now at the Whitaker Bank Ballpark box office by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
Over 40 fresh trades under $10,000 have just arrived at the big used car store on Nicholasville. Get financing as low as 1.9% for 60 months on Toyota certified used vehicles. Buy with zero down. Company-owned Camrys just released. Save thousands while they last. And credit help is always available with our on-site finance experts. Plus, get a free trade appraisal. Get to the big used car store on Nicholasville before the inventory runs out. Vehicles priced under 10 grand are now available. You must act now. Supplies are limited. Hurry to the big used car store on Nicholasville. Right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
Toyota on Nicholasville.com.
With approved credit, financing is $1,749 per month for 1,000 borrowed with zero down. Example 05 Toyota Sienna, XLE stock number T680288A, sale price $6,500, $649 dealer fee plus tax, tag, and title, subject to prior sale, expires month end.
The timeless elegance of Oriental rugs, the perfect foundation for any decor, whether it's the formal beauty of a dining room or the soft comfort of a family room. Kazai Rug Outlet has the largest selection in the Midwest and a 100% lifetime trade-in policy. That's right, a 100% lifetime trade-in policy. If you buy a qualifying hand knotted at Kazai Rug today and change colors next year, you can bring it back and get 100% of what you paid as in-store credit at any time. Come see us at Kazai Rug Outlet in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Kazai Rugs. We make luxury affordable.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Now, boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. I feel so old when I'm riding around, when the weather's nice, you got the windows down, and I got the iPod on shuffle, and all the hip-hop music that I have in there is Nelly, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Jay-Z,
Biggie.
So these songs come on, they still sound great, like, it's like this and like that and like this.
Oh, yeah.
But those are from 92,
yeah,
93.
You're not jamming to Migos right now?
I mean, you can do it, put your back into it. I mean, that came on. I'm like, God, that's an awesome song. And then I look around. Like, I'm driving through campus here. I'm like, do they even know that this exists? They've probably heard today was a good day, but do they know about this?
Do they even know?
I like the other one that came on. Andale, mama, uh-oh. What's happening now? That's a great song, too. They don't know
I
Nelly.
I need to purr.
They know it's getting hot in here, probably. That's probably
I think knows country grammar.
God, man, that stuff's... But that's it. That's what pops up. And then there's these 19-year-olds listening to... What, Fetty Wap? Waka Flocka?
I will tell you, I am just amazed by how my son can keep track of how many different rappers have the name Lil in there.
There's a lot.
There are so many Lil something.
Yeah!
Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty, Lil, I mean...
Yachty.
I think that's right. Is it Yachty or Yachty?
I don't know. It's crazy, though.
He sings a song that I just have to say.
Well, there's Youngs, too.
Cold like Minnesota. It's cold like Minnesota. And I know he's referring to something else.
Right.
But it's still my home state, and I love it when it gets mentioned.
There's a Soundgarden song that brings up Minnesota. Looking California, feeling Minnesota. That's Outshined, by the way, if you
so he's inclined. Not paying attention. That's not on his playlist.
What about let me bring up something now for something completely different. I went to bring this up a couple weeks ago. I had it in my notes. But you know that they're starting to there was a something in Congress where they were going to open it up to allow companies to sell your browsing history.
Yeah.
So like if you're browsing, here's why this is dangerous. Is this is not necessarily interpreted by humans. It's programs. It's computers interpreting stuff that you enter into a computer and then trying to base some kind of marketing campaign to you as an individual on those things. Like I go back to how the government was able to monitor Twitter or something like that, where same kind of thing, where somebody says or somebody searches how to get away with murdering your wife. And they actually show up at the guy's door and his wife and baby, newborn, are in there. And it turns out he is a writer for the show, CSI or one of those shows on CBS. He was an actual writer for the show. So he's just looking for ideas or something. But they came to him thinking.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, in your internet lifetime, how many things I can think of personally that if you took just that search alone.
Yeah.
You could think I had committed any number of felonies or was planning on it.
Or how? What if this?
And that's just me, Josh.
What if it gets out to your employer somehow? Who knows what? Like I could be sitting there watching a show, or something, and something come up that I don't know much about, and I just enter that into search just to know more at that moment. Has nothing to do with. It's no reflection on me whatsoever, other than curiosity. Has nothing to do with me. It just has to do with whatever I've watched. So now, you take this a step further, not just the browsing history. But then you have like this Echo or Alexa.
Yeah, we have an Alexa.
My parents have one of these too. So they tried to subpoena it recently in a criminal case
mm-hmm.
where someone was murdered.
Yes.
And they tried to subpoena Alexa to see if it had recorded.
I believe Amazon said no.
Any conversation. Like, what? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Since your voice asks Alexa to do things and it's voice activated, it sometimes just randomly records what's going on in the room. Oh, really? It does. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Samsung television. Yeah, we do that too. Yeah, it happens. If you have the voice activation and you've seen the commercial for the cable. Hey, cable, find this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we just kind of roll on your conversation in your living room, in your home, while your TV is on. Yeah, we're listening. So what do you do with that information? So tell me if I'm paranoid or not about this. Siri on your iPhone.
Yes.
Okay, that's the same thing. You ask Siri to do things. Siri has the capability. It listens. It can record. There's a recording app that comes with the iPhone to turn it on and record anything. I cannot tell you the number of times I've gone to a search and typed the first letter of something and it pops up. Well, that, based on Google and what you search, that can be learned by what you type. So that's just based on what you actually type. That's the same way the text messaging stuff works, autocorrect and all that. I understand that. So based on the popularity, the frequency of the words that you type, if you enter ST, then Stoops will be the thing that pops up. Okay, I understand. But what about totally random, something that I was just talking about, but had never 100% ever entered in a text on the, on Google, anything. Never ever typed in this combination of letters together. But I just said it to someone next to me. Well, why don't we look that up? Oh, all I've done is type the first letter of this word I just uttered, and here it is.
Yeah.
Am I crazy or is that happening?
It is happening. We were talking about it one day on when Sam was playing a video game. And he was like, I wonder how you can buy a house on this game. And he gets on his phone and says, how? Just types in how. And it says, how to buy houses on... And
oh, was, my God!
And it was the game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is too much, right?
Yeah.
It is too much. I understand we live in an advanced world of technology, and I love the technology that we have. And some of these things are inevitable and the invasion of privacy. But when it comes to you can't have a conversation that's private in the company of your device, is that not too far? How do we stop
your TV?
This? Yeah.
I mean,
look, I'm going to tell you something. There are companies out there right now because, you know, Nielsen is the ratings thing. So Nielsen, you how that works is, as a television station, you pay a fee to Nielsen, and Nielsen tracks, you know, your viewing habits. That's how you get the ratings. It's Nielsen is still number one as far as the barometer, the measurement, the thing, the tool that is used to measure ratings. And television is what, and that's what advertising is based on. But there's all these different kinds that have come out. There's like Rintrack and all these different types that come out. And then some places are overnight metered markets, yeah, like Louisville. So Louisville can know overnight, last night, what the news
how many people
was.
Were watching right. the news. Yeah.
We don't have that in Lexington. Now, this has gone a step further with smart televisions. Now, there are companies that make deals directly with the manufacturer of the television. So have a deal with Samsung, have a separate deal with Vizio, and then a deal with Sony. Next thing you know, they've got deals with five different televisions, and those television companies send directly to the media company the figures, the numbers, how long somebody was watching this particular program. And they know how many units. They know, okay, we have 1,000 Samsung televisions in this market at this time. 700 of them were turned on at 8 p.m. And of those 700, 200 were tuned to this channel. That, I mean, that is an exact science right there. They can do that, and they can customize ads to those individual televisions. Just like when you're scrolling Twitter. Like, for instance, I looked up Derby research. I'm looking up the horse Tim Tam, who won the Derby many moons ago. On my Twitter feed within minutes is a ad for Tim Tam candy.
know.
It's madness. Okay, we're going to take a call. I don't care that we haven't hit this
Facebook
break yet.
Is really good about it. There's, yeah. I could get, I've seen things on face pop up in my Facebook feed that are like, are you interested in buying this sweatshirt? And it'll say something like, I'm a Kentucky girl at heart, but I went to Missouri and was born in Minnesota. And I'm like, Jesus, is that how many? God, is that just a? Is
leave
that
me alone.
I know. Is that a high demand sweatshirt kind of a thing? Probably not.
No, it's you know they don't sell them at Dick's. All right, Matt is on the line. He is. We have sparked his interest
yes.
here with this this conspiracy stuff.
Well, Dan, that was a. That was a very comprehensive summary of basically what we're looking at. But, you know, I know you. This is not like a recent revelation to you.
No.
But as far as, like, the tailoring the ad thing,
yeah.
Yeah, I first noticed that maybe, you know, maybe a couple of, last year, a couple of years ago, where Kroger would send me a little packet of coupons, and every coupon in there was something that I bought.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, well, and, gosh, they introduced the Kroger card 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, and it's, you know, it's finally come around to that, you know. But, you know, I'm fine, yeah. You can know what I'm eating, but,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, it's all about the content of the information, obviously, and, you know, them accessing it without, you know, any kind of
well, and at some
permission
point,
slip.
Yeah. Well, at some point, okay, if it's just the information that is said out loud for advertising purposes, well, the fact is they have it. Okay,
yeah.
It's just for advertising. It's not that big of a deal. No, they have it. So now that they have it, who is allowed access to it? Well, now the government is interested in it for some reason because of
this. Sounds like a movie.
Some kind of criminal offense or something. They think
enemy
you've
of the
done.
State.
They think you've done something. So now they want to subpoena the phone, the information, and then I don't know. You're falsely accused and falsely imprisoned and all that. And well, and Trump and them, they've already gotten rid of like they're not going to do what. Like, go back and review testimony anymore. And they just this week, they got rid of something where they're not going to review false accusations or if you're wrongly imprisoned or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but basically.
With the whole United thing and the whole Trump spokesman, it's like, you know, I think, did they like totally stop, like, teaching public relations, has every spokesperson on the face of the planet just totally just you know, gone on a sabbatical or something? Because I mean, come on, when Spicer goes Nazi and the CEO says I'll handle it, yeah, wonderful. It stopped, dropped a billion in one day. Oh, it rebounded. Well, so they only lost like $300 million, and then that's going to go to the doctor.
Yeah,
so
it's going to go
crazy.
Well, 30% will go to his lawyer. So, but he'll be all right. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just like, yeah.
If you sit and think about it too much, it can drive you insane.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
it almost ruined my dinner last night.
Microphones
just watching.
On. And there's too many people talking when they shouldn't be talking. So I'll just leave it at that. And you guys have a wonderful Saturday.
Thank you, Matt.
Too.
Same to you.
Enjoy Easter weekend. Thank you, Matt. We got to get to a break. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times we represent those hurt on the job, fighting for disability benefits, or injured due to no fault of their own. Car crashes, physical attacks at a place of business, and medical mistakes. And I want to tell you something very important. Of course, the loss of income is devastating. Most families live paycheck to paycheck. But I find in our clients suffering something more important than the loss of money or a paycheck. It's the loss of one's honor, respect, and dignity. Providing for our families is what we do. It's our job, our purpose. For me and our lawyers, trying to restore that purpose and pride is our job number one. We're here to help you and your family at your hour of need. Dignity, honor, respect. In the end, it's all we have. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street. TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
Have you ever thought about what's inside the air inside your home? Soot, pollen, dust, fungal spores. Maybe you should talk indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Uh-oh.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
We want to make sure your home has the best air quality possible. Give us a call today. It's the perfect time for a system checkup for your home.
Visit BarkleyBlevins.com for more information. Indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Is this a regular song? I love this song. I don't remember hearing it
too much on this show.
It's
not a regular. I don't think it's been a regular. Gosh, we're only down to a few more songs from Josh. Yeah! Well, we had an interesting conversation that attracted our only caller of the show that had absolutely nothing to do with sports. Let's mention that the UK baseball team is still smoking hot. Sean Jelly, 7 shutout innings Friday night, 8 strikeouts. Number 10 Kentucky wins 5-2 in the series opener at Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Tanner Hoke is the pitcher from Missouri last night. I mean, he's like
an ace.
Yeah, one of the top prospects.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball prospects. I mean, they're not talking about Sean Jelly the way they've been talking about Tanner Hulk.
No.
And Jelly out-dueled him, outperformed him, looked better. And UK's bats got after Hulk.
And we do also have to mention that the WNBA draft was this week. Mm-hmm. And Evelyn Aktor became the highest drafted Kentucky Wildcat ever.
Yeah.
Going number 3 overall. I didn't see that. Didn't see that coming.
I don't know if anyone did. I know how great she performed. But number 3.
Yeah.
And did you know she goes to a team that took 2 of the girls from South Carolina? Like, Dallas had the 3rd, the 4th, and the 10th pick or something like that. And so they got Aktor, and they got one of those big girls from South Carolina and another girl from South Carolina. I mean, look out for Dallas. Yeah. The Wings, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably probably the last alpha of them. But Mikayla Epps, conversely, I would have thought she would have gone higher than 33rd, but she may end up being the steal of the draft.
Yeah, the only thing I can figure on her is if you've watched her over the course of her career here at Kentucky, is there are times that she disappears from the game. Like, it doesn't seem like she's in it as much. That's the only thing I can figure would be the knock on her, because she's
been first team all SEC for
a couple years,
if not 3.
She's built so strong. She has good handles. She can shoot it. She can get to the basket. She's a good defender. In clutch time, it's nobody better. She's shown the ability to score. What did she have, like 40-something? I can't remember. But there's no doubt there are times when you've watched Kentucky over the years here where she just, 8-10 minutes go by and she's not involved. Where, someone like her, you would want her involved almost all the time.
Yeah.
Kind of like when Calipari said, Malik Monk, we can't go 5-6 minutes without you, not being involved. That is the only thing I can think that would have been a knock on her.
It's hard to put 32 players ahead of Mikayla Epps, mm-hmm, in my mind.
Mm-hmm. But think about what the offseason was going into this season. All those players leaving, all the, wonderings about what in the world is going on with. And they have the best draft results that they've ever had as a program.
No. Well, those 2 girls, they carried this team all season.
They did.
I mean, there's no question about that.
Once again, that's what might have been.
Yep.
With all those players. I mean, what's her name? Oh, the girl, Lene Harper. And she wound up beating them with Ohio State. Had a great game. Knocked them out of the tournament in Lexington. She was going to be on, she would have been in the backcourt on this team. Oh, well. South Carolina won the whole thing. Alexis Jennings.
Atuli Kamara.
UConn.
Yeah.
Well, but had they had Alexis Jennings and Batuli Kamara, maybe Evelyn Akator doesn't do what she does and become the third pick. No,
probably not. But, yeah. But I do think the team probably goes a little further.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, take another break because we blew past the last one.
Yep.
We got to take another one. We'll be back with our final segment for the final time with producer Josh on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Spring is here. It's time to give your home or office a fresh start. Let the Cleaning Authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The Cleaning Authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The Cleaning Authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call us for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check us out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com/Lexington. It's time for spring cleaning. Start it off right by getting your office or home cleaned by the pros. Call the Cleaning Authority and let them take care of this for you. Now that spring is here, it's the perfect time to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. We make life easier.
Oh, no. I have to move? I'm dreading this. Please, someone help me.
Someone can help you. Two Men in a Truck have been serving the Lexington community since 1996, and they've earned a 99% customer referral rating. They offer full-service moving, including packing and unpacking, and all their staff members are trained professionals. Two Men in a Truck can move your home or office within the Lexington and surrounding counties, or even state to state. Two Men in a Truck offers all the supplies you need, as well as storage capability if your new home or office is not quite ready. So don't dread your next move. Call Two Men in a Truck at 859-554-4616 and get the stress-free move you need. Call 859-554-4616 or visit their website at twomeninatruck.com. Two Men in a Truck have a 99% referral rating because their mission is to exceed your move expectations. So call them for a free quote. 859-554-4616.
Palmer Tires is your complete auto service center. From oil changes to motor changes, they do it all. Palmer Tires has been here for 36 years with great tire brands like Cooper, Bridgestone, and Firestone. Come in now for 6 months interest-free on all purchases and repairs at Palmer Tires. Palmer Tires, 305 Southland Drive. Call 859-277-6111 or at palmertire.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I do remember when I let Josh know that I dug the poison and nothing but a good time. And he did play the heck out of this song for a while.
He said, I think we should go out on this song because that's what we've done on this show for, well, ever since B.B. King died.
Had nothing but a good time. It's true. We try to have a good time. Otherwise, there's no way I would give up my weekend mornings.
No.
For the fortunes that we are earning. No, do appreciate it. Have had fun with you, Josh. But no one is replaceable, so good luck. No one is irreplaceable. I'm sorry. I remember being reminded of that. I was at a job, thought I'd done a really good job, was doing a good job. Boss just told me, don't get too big for your britches. We can replace you tomorrow. Just so you know. Good job, though.
Yeah, I
thanks,
was.
I will run through a wall for you, sir.
I was under the impression Channel 18 would close its doors when I left.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Did not. Nope. I'm not going to go on. It could go so many different directions there. But on my way here, I wanted to tell you something that I saw that I meant to mention this much earlier. But it just kind of, I've never seen anything like this before. I'm driving down the road. There's a pickup truck in front of me. Smaller pickup truck, maybe like a Chevy Colorado or something like that. It's not a full-size truck. And, you know, the back window of the truck, all the way across the back window. Sometimes you'll see, like, Realtree Outdoors or...
A little kid peeing on a Chevy sign.
Yeah, Ducks Unlimited. Most of it is hunting related, it seems like. Or, yes, pride and vehicle related. But this was a special kind of pride that was all the way across the back window. Like, I don't even know how this guy sees out of his back window with this across it. But do you remember the Highwaymen?
No.
Don't know the Highwaymen?
No.
Look up Highwaymen. We've got it. We've got Hank 96.1 under the LM Communications umbrella. We have to have Highwaymen song. We have it. Play it. Just play Highwaymen.
All right.
You play. What is this song called?
Desperado's Waiting for a Train.
No, find another one. What's another Highwaymen song?
That's it.
That's it? That's the only Highwaymen song we have?
I'm sorry.
Hank 96.1, where is our Highwaymen?
So is it a famous country band?
Okay, so it is.
It can't be that famous.
It is Willie Nelson,
oh,
Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, well,
there are the Highwaymen.
Well, they're all famous, yes, but I did not know they formed a band together.
Yeah, and I think there was a reincarnation with Ray Charles, in place of, you know, the guys who were dead, Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings. But Kris Kristofferson is still alive, is he not?
I think so.
I know Willie Nelson is. Anyway, yes, so it's a country music group, a super group that formed, and they put out music in the 70s. So across the back, like, I'll even show you these pictures that I found on Google, just so you see these guys here. See? All right, now look, if you'll notice, they are somewhat immortalized in some images. Like, there they are. Their faces are in the clouds.
Yeah, yes.
Over, like, some Western setting out some desert in Nevada or something. And then we have this thing. This is some kind of, like, sketch of them. There's a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I was going to say, that looks like the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, there is Mount Rushmore with their faces on it. But someone started creating, you know, these images of them as these gods of music, you know? And so it's a sketch, a black and white sketch across the back windshield of this guy's pickup is Willie Nelson, the faces of Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson. And my thought was, you should have a custom van. Because that would go so much better across the side of it.
Yes.
Like a nice sunset, and you could have those desert canyons.
Oh,
you know,
my grandfather had that van.
Yeah. And then you could just have in the clouds there, you could have the faces of the Highwaymen. I mean, it'd be a perfect van with the little circle black window right there. I mean, that would be great. Oh. So you said your uncle had one of those?
My grandpa.
Grandpa. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
At one point, my dad came home with some kind of, like, red custom van like that. We didn't have, I don't think we had the painting on the side.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But then when I was, like, eighth grade, they got a Volkswagen bus, an orange one, okay?
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, you think cool, Josh. You think cool. That was 1988, 87, somewhere in there. You get dropped off at school in a bright orange VW bus. Yeah, it gets nicknamed the Sweet Pickle
Bus. Yeah, cool, yeah. Isn't it?
Hey, did you just get off the Sweet Pickle Bus? Yeah, oh, I hated that van. Hated it. Because if I'm seen in it, I'm attacked. I am poked fun at.
Yeah, my grandpa used to have 8 tracks of Charlie Pride.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. In the car, in the van.
I can remember 8 tracks of Meatloaf in the Nova. And ABBA. His and hers.
Well, we hope you all have a fantastic Easter tomorrow. Enjoy it with family. We will be doing that. And we bid adieu to producer Josh.
Thank you, Josh, for your many years of service, or at least whatever time in between B.B. King died and and now. The Reds and the Brewers at 12:40 here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Stick around for that. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show, and happy Easter.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Did you see what Emmett Smith